Hey girls, welcome to Girl How, the ultimate podcast to solve all your girl problems.
This is Fazana, a law graduate and a digital creator.
And this is Sarobi, a student and a blogger. Listen to the whole of today's podcast to ensure that you are the best girl boss that you can be. In this episode, we'll be debating all about should women work and men stay at home. Now, this is actually quite a juicy topic and it's something that a lot of people are debating about, especially with the feminist theory coming out. We might say that a lot of women actually do agree with this statement. However, some women and even some men decide that actually it is better to stay true to the old traditional model where men would usually work and women stay at home as housewives. I've also very recently made a podcast episode about women being housewives and is it wrong for a woman to be a housewife? So definitely make sure to check out that podcast episode too if you want more information about this as well. But today we'll be debating specifically about women or wives or the female partners in the relationship who actually work and the men who stay at home, and should that really be happening because men are supposed to, are deemed to traditionally be working and women staying at home. So now that I've explained the theory behind this debate, I hope you guys have understood. And before we get started, please make sure to read the disclaimer in the description box below as it relates to every single episode of this series. So without any further ado, we're going to get started with the 2-minute timer of should women work and men stay at home. And my sister will be starting with the four argument because my sister will be for and I will be against. So let's get right into it.
So thank you very much for the intro. And the first point that I would like to say about this statement about the fact that women are supposed to be at work and men should stay at home. I think that's true because in a way, the feminist movement has come a very, very long way. We still remember in the 1920s or something like that when women were actually, prior to that, women actually were considered way too nice and they were actually very, very submissive towards the men because the men were basically providing for them the money, the financial status and the financial stability and stuff. So then men would take kind of like the advantage of that, and the woman would have to be always so nice even if the men were treating them badly. And that's because the men would always argue that, oh yeah, I'm bringing the money, so you're supposed to obey whatever I say to you, or you're supposed to obey whatever I say to you and order to you because I'm bringing the money and you do nothing at home anyway. So this is why I feel like this is why the feminist movement had to break through, because in a way, most of the women were actually being mistreated by the men. And this is why this has become such an important thing for all of us women nowadays to be able to work, because back then women did not have a choice, did not have a voice to actually voice their opinions. And even if the man was being the wrong one in the discussion or in the fight or whatever he was saying, women could not really say anything because she could not prove her what she was providing for the family as well, what she was providing for the household as well, which is why it's very, very important that we allow women, and women should be at work nowadays, because the feminist movement has come again a very long way. And I'm not saying that all men should be staying at home, but most of the time, if the woman, let's say, is earning more, she should be at work more because then she can provide more money. But if the guy is not earning as much, if he's bringing, let's say, 15,000 to 20,000 pounds per year, and the girl is bringing, let's say, 50,000 pounds, there's nothing wrong if she stays at work and he takes care of the children, and the gender roles are kind of reversed in this situation.
Oh, okay. So I think I understood your point. Mainly it was about the feminist movement and how women were deemed to be nice before. And, you know, that means that men almost mistreated women. And that means that now women should kind of take the upper hand and go ahead and work and men should stay at home. Well, I have to say I completely disagree with that point, because first of all, in terms of women being deemed to be nice, I think that doesn't mean that we as women need to take revenge. I think that a lot of women, especially with the feminist movement, have gotten into this justice mindset, and with this mindset that they need to take revenge for everything. And it doesn't mean that, for example, if someone kills you, I'm giving a very brutal example, but if it's like, for example, if someone kills you, like, it doesn't mean that your family member now has to kill someone else in their family. So, like, you know, or if you kill someone, it doesn't mean that their family members have to kill you now. Like, it doesn't make sense. So not everything works tit for tat. And I think that it's quite naive to say that, you know, men should kind of be, you know, taking be able to do all of these things, like staying at home, just because women were mistreated. And I think that my main point for these 2 minutes, to also respond to your point, is the fact that I think there is nothing wrong with both men and women working. And I know that sometimes it's not always possible, because there are some women who, for example, choose to completely stay at home. But obviously, in this debate, we're talking about, should men choose to stay at home and women work? And I think that both of them can actually happen, which can sometimes make the marriage more successful. But if not, I think that still women should not be the only ones working, because men usually have to be the masculine providers. And I think that for a man to feel masculine, he has to be the provider and he has to work. And this is just how the polarity of the sexes work, and this is just how a marriage works. So that's what my point will be for these 2 minutes.
That's absolutely fine. I agree with some points of that, but I believe that a woman seeking, to work and to be able to provide outside the house and bringing the money, basically, I don't think she's just doing it because of the justice mode. I think because all the women have now become really tired of actually seeing that a woman being mistreated just because all the work that they do out in the household, chores and everything, or cleaning, cooking, childbearing and everything like that, or child rearing even, it's not really that appreciated, which is why I feel like women nowadays want to basically go to work and provide, so that they can actually also show that, you know what, I'm also earning too, and I'm also providing something. Because obviously and unfortunately, whatever a woman does at home does not really have that much value, quote unquote, because there's no like a statistic or a bank statement or like a proof to show that, yeah, you know what, I did all these chores and everything, unless she cleverly makes, let's say, like a habit track or something like that. But who does that nowadays? Anyway, so I feel like a woman should be able to work and the man should stay at home for that reason. And I feel like now it has become time that women actually need to become more achievers and assets of the company, rather than the man being always the one. And let's be honest, all these men who tend to become achievers and assets of the company is because the woman or the wives actually stay at home and take care of the children. But nobody actually cares about that when they're actually congratulating the man, let's say in an award, in a mini award show for their, or the parties or something like that. Let's be honest, nobody says anything about the wife, like how the wife is taking care of the 3 kids and, you know, how he's able to do all this work outside. So I think the woman should be able to get this kind of acknowledgement and appreciation and respect and support as men do get, who actually have the wives staying at home and taking care of the children. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and that does not, I think, emasculate the man in any shape or form.
So you said quite a few points there, but I would say the number one, to address your point about women being tired, again, I think that that comes kind of back to the justice mode, because I feel like because women are feeling tired, they almost feel like, I've been tired, and therefore the way I'm going to take revenge is by making men stay at home. And I think that a lot of women also think that it is very easy. I think what's one of the things that is wrong about the feminist movement is the fact that a lot of women think that a man's job is easy and that a man gets all the privilege, and they almost get the privilege readily, which, yes, in some cases is true. Like, there are some circumstances where men are, for example, favored, but that doesn't mean that men now don't have to work hard at all. Their job are also hard. Like, you know, being a provider in the home is still very hard. And I think the fact that you said also about how a woman's job at home is not valued and we want men to stay at home, that surely is showing to us that we want men's jobs to be less valued than us. So again, this is that power struggle. We're trying to basically be above men, and we're trying to say that you stay at home because your value of your job staying at home is less valuable than mine. So you stay at home. And again, this is going to emasculate him eventually. It's going to make a less successful marriage. And in my opinion, I think that it is going to create that power struggle, which is definitely not good. And I think that, again, if you don't know much about this, this all comes from learning about the polarity of the sexes. And the second thing that I wanted to say is also about the fact that there are options available for women to also work at home. So the fact that you said about women getting assets, that can also be made at home. There are women who do PhDs at home whilst also being a mom of 3, for example. So my quick point to say for these last 2 minutes is the fact that women should usually stay at home because they give more of the motherly side. So if they have, for example, 3 children, a woman is the one who gives the motherly side and can nurture the children, teach them values, whilst a man usually doesn't teach that much.
Okay, that's true. I believe that a woman's role is very, very important. A motherly role can only be, you can only get that from a woman herself. But I believe that sometimes if you're always with the kid and the kid always sees you 24/7, they might get actually tired of you and they might actually take you for granted, which is why sometimes I feel like if a woman goes out and works and, you know, comes back home and she sees her children, the child is actually more likely to value her because the child knows at the end of the day that the mother is more important than the dad, because the mother provides that care, warmth, care, you know, love and everything like that, that he or she can't necessarily get from the dad. That from the dad they can get, like, you know, all the funny, jokey type of, you know, situations or conversations like that. But with the mother, they get all those nice feelings and stuff. And I feel like a child gets bored of their mom, especially when they see them 24/7 scolding them and, you know, telling them what to do, like ordering them to, let's say, brush your teeth or like whatever it is. So I feel like the child actually stops caring about the mom more and more as they grow up. And we have seen many cases of this, of teenagers who disrespect their mothers and don't listen to them because they have been with them 24/7. But if the roles are reversed and if the dad is actually stays at home, maybe the dad can be a better parent. You never know. Like, you know, if the dad says, don't do this, they're more likely to listen more quickly and get more discipline if the dad is there rather than the mom, because the mom sometimes can be a bit lenient. So if the mom goes at work, it hasn't got much difference at the end of the day as well. So that... And also, I feel like, as I said before, if the woman goes out, she's more likely to be, you know, bringing that money as well at the same time. It's not about the money. It's just that she's also going to be missed by her family as well, as much as when at the end of the day, when the dad comes home after a long day at work, how the, you know, the children just chase to the door and see him and greet him. I think that's what also women should get, that kind of respect and level of appreciation from the children as well.
Well, I have to say that I completely disagree with that, because the first thing you said is about how children can get tired of the seeing their mothers the whole day and of seeing the woman the whole day. Well, in my opinion, I think that the same thing can happen with a man. So if a man stays at home, eventually the children will also get tired of the man. So it's not like it's going to be more exciting if there is a man there. And I think that that is a very naive and very... you know, it's quite dangerous to assume that, you know, men are, they're not going, the children are never going to get bored of the father, because that's not true. Eventually, whoever you stay with, whether it's your siblings, whether it's your cousins or whoever, if you're seeing them on a daily basis, every single day, you're living with them all the time, 24/7, eventually you are going to get bored of them. And the second thing that I wanted to say is the fact about how you said that, you know, that if you have a dad in the house, then he will be stricter and children are more likely to listen. But again, I think that the dad's role will again be reversed in the role of a mother. So a dad will essentially become a mom, and he will actually, because he's always staying at home, the children will get lenient with him, and therefore they will probably listen to the mom more because the mom is going at work. And again, that's not really helping to solve the issue, and it's not really helping to create a more successful family in any way. So it doesn't make sense that man needs to stay at home. And my point for these 2 minutes is the fact that if actually a man stays at home, if you again learn about, you know, the man and about the different hormones that we have inside us, you know that a man usually has testosterone. And the way that a man can boost the testosterone levels is essentially by staying with other men. And the way they do that, the main way of a men actually gaining their testosterone levels is by going out and, for example, going to work and competing, and all of these things actually makes a man masculine. So if a man stays at home, he will not be able to boost testosterone levels. Therefore, he will not be able to feel masculine. Therefore, he will not feel good in the relationship and the marriage. And that is more likely for it to basically disrupt the flow and eventually get destroyed.
I completely agree that men do have the need to go to work and, you know, boost their testosterone, but that shouldn't be the reason why women now have to stay at home and, you know, fulfill all those roles where they're not actually, they're actually very devalued. And I believe that it's time now for women to become a bit more strong and breaking the stereotypes and norms of the society that the society has put to them. For example, we know many women that are very successful and have very successful marriages as well, such as Michelle Obama, who, you know, she's a very very successful woman and she has all of these things going on around her, it doesn't mean that her marriage is breaking up, or like, you know, her relationship with her husband Barack Obama is like in any way, shape or form getting destroyed just because she's this successful woman who's a lawyer and she's the vice, or I mean the ex lady or whatever you call it in America. And that kind of shows that you can have both worlds. You can have both worlds. You can have a successful career and you can have a successful marriage. And in fact, you said about, you know, missing, you know, we were talking about missing, you know, how a woman, if she goes out, she will be missed by her husband and her children. That's absolutely true, especially if the woman, for example, if Michelle Obama, for example, was always with Barack Obama all the time, she would have never got that respect that she has right now from him. It's because she has all these things going on for herself outside the marriage. For example, her career, her charity work, or her fitness routine, or whatever that might be. That's the reason why she gets so much respect for him from him. It's not because she's the wife of the president or whatever, ex-president or whatever. It's because she has all these things going on outside her marriage, outside her work, outside her home, that makes her really respectful from everyone. And she feels also worthy herself that, you know what, I've got so many things going on for myself, you know. And she feels like to wake up every single morning herself, basically.
Okay, so I think that definitely you made some pretty interesting points there. But I would say that the first thing about you saying that a woman can have assets, you kind of just helped me out, because what I wanted to tell you is the fact that yes, you can have, a woman can have assets, a woman can be successful even if she stays at home. But with a man usually needs to make more of a mark in the world by competing with other men, by, for example, doing things. That doesn't mean, and also it is quite dangerous to also assume that women, if they stay at home, they're not going to be able to again be successful, because a great example herself is Michelle Obama. Because even though her husband Barack Obama actually works, and he was used to be the president of the United States, she basically was still, you know, she was still successful. And, you know, it's not about, oh, like, let me make my man stay at home and that's the only way I'm going to be successful and I'm going to be the provider. That's not true. Both of you can work, or a man can still work and a woman can still be successful in that way. And my point for these 2 minutes is the fact that you need to understand that many divorces have been caused because of this specific issue. I want to keep coming back to this, because I think that if a man stays at home, then again, what's good, there are many reasons why it's really bad. Because number one, he is going to essentially feel like he is almost being suppressed. And whilst women can actually you know, women can actually stay at home, women can receive support, whilst because a man is more inclined to not receive support. So if you don't already know, men are, when they're angry or upset, they usually like staying by themselves, they like isolating themselves. So if a man is already staying at home with the children and he's not getting much contact with the outside world, then he's going to isolate himself even more and he's going to get depressed. Whilst if a woman stays at home, even if she is staying at home, she can still gain support, because as women, we are more likely to get support. So that is why I would say that for a man, it's really important to go to work because of this, because he can gain support from the outside world.
I know what you mean, and what you're trying to say is that, you know, the man can actually, you know, release himself. That's how he releases himself as a man. I know what you're trying to say, but I feel like that just because this helps men, you know, releasing themselves and, you know, boosting the testosterone and, you know, them trying to like provide and feel masculine and everything, it doesn't mean that now women should be like, okay, favoring the man or making it easier for him to, like, you know, by us, or no, let's just stay at home so that they can get boosted. Like that doesn't make sense, because for some women, because women also have dreams. Some of them also want to be leaders. Some of them also want to be, you know, CEOs of companies, or like run their own charity group, or run their own business and stuff. Just because it's gonna help, you know, men get, like, you know, boosted and stuff to go to work, and like, you know, they can provide for their own families and stuff, it doesn't mean that now women have to stay at home purposely so that they can feel that way, because women also have dreams and ambitions and goals as well. And for example, we have a very good example of this, which is Jacinda Ardern, who is like the president of New Zealand. She's the one who is a leader. She's a president of the whole country, whereas her husband actually stays at home and takes care of their daughter, I believe. So that clearly shows that marriages can work. It's all about a mutual understanding. It's all about priorities. It's all about communication. And it's all about choosing the right man at the end of the day, because a woman can be successful. She can have a really good career and she can be thriving in both. And it's all about choosing the right man at the end of the day, I feel like. And I know not many men would like the fact that they'll have to stay at home and take care of the children, but there are some men out there, just like Jacinda Ardern's husband, who is willing to do that because he knows that she can provide more in the relationship. She is the one who is more successful, more powerful as well. So yeah, that would be my last point.
Again, very interesting point. But what I have to say for these last 2 minutes is the fact that I think that in the end of the day, I think that eventually, even if a man, for example, you know, even if he provides less in terms of financially, I think that it is not about the financial status that a man provides for. It is about actually evolution. So if you study evolution, you will know that a man, he needs, in all species, a man needs to feel like the provider. A man needs to be the one who chases the woman. So I don't think it's actually very good to, like, even if a man says that, yeah, it's fine, you can go and become, you know, successful now, stay at home and take care of the kids. We're not saying that there's anything wrong with men like that. Obviously there are some men who prefer to do that, but there still has to be some form of outlet where a man can feel like a man. And the second thing that I want to also talk about is the fact that I myself have personally seen a relationship in my community where there is a Bengali female doctor, and she basically also has a husband, and she obviously earns more than the husband. She works full time, but she never said to him that, oh, you can't, you know, since I earn more than you, why don't you just stay at home and take care of the kids? He still works 2 to 3 days a week. And even though he's earning less than her, I think that that creates that distance, because it's really important to have distance in a relationship. So it creates that distance. So even though he's staying at home, he then has time to boost his own testosterone levels by going out. He still can have his own savings. He doesn't have to rely on the woman. And then in the end of the day, in the weekend, they will sometimes go out, and me and my mom will sometimes see their pictures on Facebook. So it just shows that, you know, it can work out. And I think that this whole debate about men staying at home and women working, I think that in the end of the day, you know, it can happen both ways. Both men and women can work. Maybe the men sometimes, for some relationships, men can stay at home and women can work. Sometimes it's vice versa, and sometimes both partners actually stay at home. So it depends on the relationship. But I think that I would be against the statement for this debate. So that would basically be the whole debate of today. Should women work and men stay at home? I really hope that you've enjoyed this debate. Definitely let me know your thoughts in the comments. If you're on Spotify, you will see the comments box and you can type your comments and your thoughts, and it might get shouted out and featured in the next podcast episode. So thank you so much for listening to today's debate. And also let us know if you have any other suggestions of any other topic ideas for future debates.
We really hope they have enjoyed today's podcast episode.
If you're excited for our future episodes, make sure to subscribe or follow our podcast platforms currently on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.
You can also check out our website, surbyscribbles.com, for extra tips and tricks from us.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll hopefully see you next time.